a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 9th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my co-host Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Hey, Ed, why are you hitting customers in your store at Nutrition World? Why are you smacking customers? By the way, hello, how you doing?
Cannot believe you called me out on that.
I just don't know why you're smacking your customers.
Told him this story right before I hit the play button, because he looked like you from the backside, because he was heavy and had a little bit of waist going on. He was short and he was bald. And said, there's Clint.
And so here's what everybody takes away from this. Ed abuses me. I'm his co-host, and apparently he's just comfortable smacking the crap out of me. Good job. Way to go, Ed.
Oh, when he turned around, I was like, you won't believe how you look like this, my co-host, Clint. Even
That's
Scott
hilarious.
Said, yeah, he does look just like Clint.
That's funny. So, no, thank you, man. I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
Yeah, now that that's out of the way.
How's your week been?
Good. My weeks don't change much.
No, I know they don't.
I stay about 80 to 90% inside the rails.
Hey, in some ways, I'm jealous because I'm not in the rails. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. I'm all over the place. Yeah. I mean, I started flying again. I'm getting my Harley Davidson out to sell because my orthopedic surgeon, after my double hip replacement, talked to him last week. He said that there's two professions or two hobbies, both of which either can be profession or hobby, will be life-changing if you have an accident. One is riding a motorcycle. He said every other week I am trying to put pieces back together that won't really go.
Right.
And the second one is roofers.
Mm-hmm.
Did not realize that roofing was such, I would think it would be dangerous, but he said it's more than people think.
Yeah, I only roofed houses for one summer for four houses and realized I did not want to roof houses. I was 19 at the time. Oh, yeah, I was done. I'm like, okay, it was a good summer job, made a little money, but it only took a couple of months. But
one fall and you're never the same, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you're broke.
I just did not. That's just, those men are different type of men and women, different type of men and women than I am. But I am going to, big announcement here.
You are?
Oh, what? Yeah, big announcement.
Oh, lay it on me. I can't wait.
I went to a Red Wolves game. First time I've ever been, you know, I don't go out much.
No.
First time I've been there. It's fun. And I'm going to learn how to play guitar, I think.
Good for you.
I think I'm going to learn how to play. My friend Eric over at another radio station, Eric, shout out to Foster. I think I'm going to learn how to play the bass, and we're going to do another podcast. I'm going to learn. He's going to teach me a few songs of my favorite blues songs. So I'm going to expand my brain and see if my arthritic hands will handle a four-string bass guitar.
I commend you for embracing something new past the age of 40. Most people, you know, at 30 or 25, they've kind of got their past set. They don't learn anything new. Mm-hmm. And we have to work our brain cells as we do our biceps.
Yeah.
And learning is how you reconnect and improve the connection between brain cells along with eating healthy.
Yeah. Conversations, podcasting, radio. Those
that helps you.
That does. But it's different than requiring your brain to make room for something.
Yeah, a skill.
Yeah. You're good at this. So it doesn't require, you can learn new stuff, but it's nothing that's going to reinforce. Mm-hmm. You can do this in your sleep.
Yes.
Start learning a new trade like that. You can't be lazy about it.
No, you can't. I'm back flying airplanes and I'm doing the IFR. Never have I been taxed to the level that I have the past 3 weeks because I'm trying to manage a GPS along with an iPad on my lap, looking at six instruments and listening to ATC, air traffic control, and it's all a human can do in their brain because this has been shown to be the most multitasking type of activity that you can do.
Right.
But the problem is you have to do it if you're single pilot flying the plane. You have no choice or else you die.
Yeah.
So it's pretty risky.
Yeah. There you go. That's my part of the radio show.
Good. Well, I'm proud of you. I can't wait to hear.
I can't either.
Playing an instrument is kind of on a little bit of a list for me, but mm-hmm. it's probably not going to happen because it's not high enough up on the list.
Well,
yet.
I've just loved blues music for uh-huh. so long, since I was a kid. I love blues and jazz, mm-hmm. and I'm just now, I just love the bass guitar, and I thought, you know what? Why not? And if I don't do it, don't learn it, and fail, at least I can say I gave it a shot.
That's right. Yeah. No harm is done.
Yeah.
Talking about health, this is something that I did for my daughter when she started in grammar school, and no other parents ever done this, guaranteed, because I'm the only nut out there. I tested the water from the water fountains at her school, which was 20 years ago, 25, because I don't trust water systems. I don't trust water fountains.
Okay.
Well, guess what? Four Walker County schools this week, the state came in and tested the faucets and found detectable levels of lead after the school was tested. Now, lead, it's not like, oh, it's just a little. Lead is cumulative. Mm-hmm. Lead, there is no safe limit. Lead lowers IQ significantly. Significantly. That's why lead paint was outlawed so long ago, because the kids who would peel the paint off became, you know, less able to even finish school. So Walker County, that's just one of many schools. We can't be nuts about anything, but just know that this world is not to be trusted in many areas. And for your children, at least at home, make sure they're drinking water that does not have fluoride and mm-hmm. does not have lead in it by using a really good water filter.
Hello, 1978, Clint drinking water out of the water hose from my neighbor's house when all the boys were outside playing. So I don't know how we survived. But yes, I agree with you. But I don't know. Maybe it was different. I don't know.
I think we had some more balancing factors during those periods, which you probably ate vegetables from a farm that your mother cooked on the stove.
Every night.
That you didn't even have a microwave. They weren't even hardly invented then.
As a matter of fact, do you remember the first microwave you had? Do you remember how big it was?
Oh, it was
the
massive.
Size of this table.
Yeah, and it was so heavy.
Oh, yeah. The door was this big, but the microwave was five times bigger than the door.
I got it at R&R in Eastgate, if you remember that.
My dad won it as a sales thing, I think, when he was working car salesman. Or
and it was so cool
manager.
to imagine that things could heat up without heat.
Well, in a fraction of the time. Yeah,
but I don't even use a microwave. I've used it maybe twice in a year. That's it. Because I don't really trust the energetic connection with heating foods and microwaves. And heating plastics is horrendously horrible.
Yeah, I broke mine.
Hey, in the medical news just yesterday, a big study was done that showed that diets high in omega-3 fatty acids linked to slower ALS progression. ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease, mm-hmm. one of the worst diseases that we probably have on Earth, one of them. And the researchers from Harvard University found that the benefits were pretty great for omega-3 for ALS patients. Now, what that says to me is if it's that great for ALS patients, it's got to be, again, probably very healthy for us, because we're not talking about a drug that's treating. We're talking about something that's supportive and building a platform.
But in omega-3s, isn't that good for your heart? And is it good for, like, arthritis or joints
too? It can be, but it's also, even prescription-wise, they have one for triglycerides. Triglycerides are a fat that is extremely harmful to our arteries. Hmm. And I'm listening to this 500-page book by, I've mentioned it before, Dr. Peter Attia. Mm-hmm. And I like about 80% of everything he says. He's a little bit too honorable to the medical system, which I think needs to be called out at times and other times be really respected.
Right.
But he is saying that, of course, there's 10 times more heart disease in women than there is breast cancer, but all we see is pink. And we do see the red sometimes. I mean, I know Vascular Institute helped promote
that
some
heart
of the,
month, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're not doing the testing properly for some components that are now very definitive that has caused so much death in cardiovascular disease. What are those two things? They're called ApoB and lipoprotein A. We've been checking lipoprotein A at Nutrition World for, I know, 6 years.
Okay.
ApoB, I've been checking for a year and a half to 2 years. It is a subcomponent of cholesterol. Cholesterol itself is relatively meaningless. What's meaningful is that part of cholesterol called ApoB. If you have high levels of ApoB or lipoprotein A, you are going to have plaque and heart disease. It is absolutely.
And y'all test that? You get through the blood work
we
there?
We test it at Nutrition World at Be Well Labs.
Wow. I need to get
so
that done.
It's just, as Peter Attia says, there's medicine 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. 2.0 is what most everybody operates in within the time frame that we're living. But 3.0 is truly interactive personalization of blood testing and determining a plan to help prevent this cardiovascular disease epidemic.
Okay.
It is an epidemic.
Gotcha.
It is truly. Hey, I want to mention something that made sense to me, and I never thought about it. I was talking to my daughter the other day, and we were talking about Taco Bell. And then somebody else was in the conversation who worked there, but my daughter brought up, don't ever eat the healthy options at Taco Bell.
Okay.
You have to eat the unhealthy ones. I was like, what? And when she said what she said, this person beside us worked there and said, that is exactly right. Because okay. people eat so little of the healthy options that they're mostly very old. They're not fresh. They don't pay attention to them like they do the fast-moving foods. So if you're going to eat them, just I guess just eat the plain old bean burritos or beef burritos and the ones that move fast.
I'm gonna shock you.
What?
I hate Taco Bell.
You do?
I don't like Taco Bell. I'm not a Taco Bell fan. I've eaten there maybe three or four times in my entire life, and it's because I had to.
I kind of like it. I can't
not
help
like
it.
Taco Bell.
But I only get the bean burrito. It's all I've ever had there.
No, not me. So well, I don't have to worry about that one.
Well, that's one you can check off your list.
One of that's not many, but yeah.
I did a probably, and I want your take on this.
Okay.
It'll be out probably in 3 weeks. I think I did the best podcast interview of my life just yesterday. It'll be posted in about 2 weeks. I don't know what it was, but it just flowed like beautiful liquid down a little creek. And it was on ketamine, my ketamine IV therapy with mm-hmm. Charles Miller, who is the owner of the clinic, Scenic Setting Neurotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, I was like, dang, that's the way to do a podcast like you've done. Like you've had some
well,
of those
you
too.
You know him. You're familiar with the product. And
yeah,
y'all are probably both really relaxed.
We were.
There you go.
Well, yes, we were,
okay.
Clint.
That's what I'm saying.
Very relaxed.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know. Well, no, but I understand when you've done something, you kind of go, okay, that felt right. So, yeah, I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
Look forward to listening to that one.
Cool. I just feel like it's time and place for
Did you address some of the concerns that I would have, like
yes.
I brought up? Okay, then I'm really looking forward to
it. I really believe I addressed all the concerns that you would ever make on your list.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that we covered extremely well.
I cannot wait then.
I'm just real happy to share something that's in a toolbox that is potentially a life-changing therapy for the right people at the right time.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about Crunch Fitness. That's where I'm working out now most of the time.
Okay.
Still flipping back into Gold's a little to take showers and do legs, but I'm at Crunch and really enjoying it. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean?
Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and got an exciting guest today, Sharon Orahel from Crunch Fitness. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hey, Ed, how are you doing today?
Doing well. I've known you for some time. You're an amazing bodybuilder, for one. Tremendously fit, passionate, one of the most hardworking people I've ever seen in the gym. But now you have taken on a huge role at Crunch Fitness. What is that?
Thank you. Yes, I'm the general manager over at the new Crunch Fitness in Hickson.
And I'm there about four mornings of the week. I still go to Gold's one day a week just because I want to do legs over there. And I get to see my old friends at Gold's. But I love Crunch Fitness. And I'm there every morning with my buds Will and Brian and Big Mike and the crew at about 4:30. And, you know, I told somebody, I've told several people this, I've been in gym since I was 14 and probably been in 30 or 40 different gyms, kind of like Clint. He's moved around a lot of gyms too. And free weights has always been the gold standard. There's no doubt. But I finally said to many people, they finally invented machines that I think at least equal and perhaps beat free weights. Those angles on that Nautilus machines and that way that you flip the weights that are so easy.
Yes.
But I've never had angles that hit my muscles to the level that those machines do. Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same the first time I worked out over there, and especially on that Nautilus equipment that they have. I mean, it's a totally different feel. I hear that all the time from members.
Really?
That have come from other gyms. They're just like, I'm feeling this more. And I said, it's, you know, the angles, it's a different type of machine. And then, like you said, with some of the equipment that we have, you don't have to pull out the pin on the weight stack. You can just flip a switch and then your weight is set for you.
It is. And there's, you know, you sound like the pins, it is easy, but also you can replace these machines with free weights. So for people who don't want to load the big, heavy 25, 35, 40 pound plates, it is just a perfect switch. Now, somebody yesterday, actually one of the guys that he was up there on a 1 day pass, he said, what are these circuit breakers doing? Because they look like a circuit breaker, and they sound like it when you flip them. So now we call them circuit breakers.
That's funny.
You mentioned that.
That is pretty good.
You said that last week, though.
Oh, it was layout. That's right.
The angles. You like these machines.
And, you know, to isolate a muscle, you know this, Clint. You've been a trainer and worked at gyms, and you work out all the time. If you don't do the exercise correctly, you bring in a lot of muscles, and you can still push the weights, but it's not isolating to make growth happen.
Yeah, 100%.
And I mean, you look at... You know how to do it because you've won many contests and you look phenomenal, Shannon. But so you just opened about a month ago at Crunch. And it's, where is it in Hickson?
It is off Highway 153. Mm-hmm. It's in the old Books a Million building,
right,
off of 153. Mm-hmm. The owner came in. He completely redid the inside of it. Mm-hmm. Everything, electrical, plumbing, floors, the ceiling has been raised up. I mean, it looks totally different. You would never know that the Books a Million was there before us.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It is.
And it takes me, people say, you drive all the way to Hickson? I said, you know what? It takes me 7 minutes early in the morning to get from Nutrition World, where I, of course, that's my business, on Lee Highway, to get to your place. 7 minutes. Now, I will say there's no traffic that early. It takes me about 8.2 minutes to get back. I had to say that because I knew Clint was going to smirk at me.
Trust me, he's got a stopwatch out. He gets frustrated.
He's timing it.
Absolutely, 100%. He's timing it.
My life is on a stopwatch.
Absolutely.
Until it's not.
I get it.
And then when it's not, then it's not. But,
yeah,
you know, you want to accomplish things, you got to have a good work ethic
I get
and schedule.
It. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Very true.
How's it gone so far? How's the memberships and the response been?
It's been going really well. So the first week that we opened, we were open probably a little less than a week. We had an extra 500 people join.
Oh, my goodness. Mm.
Yes. So we're pushing over 2,000 right now.
Wow.
When we first opened about 3.5 weeks ago, we started off around 1,400 to 1,500 members. So we're well over 2,000.
That proves there's a big demand there then.
It is. I mean, some of the people that come there, I have a couple that drives 45 minutes one way.
Wow.
To come there. Well, so we're getting members from all over. Because a lot of people, some people do have two different gym memberships. Mm-hmm. Like you talked about, you have one at Gold still. Mm-hmm. And people do that. But, I mean, we've had a lot of members come from gyms from all over Chattanooga right now it out.
When you open in Hamilton Place, I'm going to feel more sorry for the competition. It's going to be tough to compete with you. The price, the cleanliness, the equipment. I think the location, even though Clint doesn't seem to
be they'll
too
have
much
to upgrade
that.
And come to East Ridge eventually, get that prime spot.
Oh, that's
spot.
Called upgrade.
That prime spot, yeah, East Ridge. So I'm sorry.
I'm not really agreeing that
I want somebody to open right next to my house so I can just walk next door.
That's what it is.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That's all it is, really, to be honest with you. Just Ed knows more about it than I do. Are there classes? Is it, what can
it
you explain
is.
The facility?
So, like, the facility is full service. We do have group fitness classes there. We have two different group fitness classrooms. We have a room where they have weightlifting, Zumba, yoga, a whole mix. We have a ride studio where there's at least 15 spin bikes in there, and we have disco lights in there that's timed to the music.
Mm.
So it's definitely an experience. We
have you done that?
Yes, I have actually.
Done those
those are cool. Yeah. Yeah, people love them. I mean, our ride classes are packed every
Aren't
evening.
They?
Yes. In order to take the classes, members have to download the Crunch app, and they have to register for their class online 22 hours in advance.
Wow.
So to save their spot, because the class is selling out in the rock class so much. Our HIIT zone training is on the middle of the gym floor, which is a lot different than most facilities, but it is towards the back. But it's a high-intensity interval-type training where they use tires, they use sleds, battle ropes, rowers, kettlebells, dumbbells. It's like a big mix, kind of a boot camp top class.
Are those classes, or can you use those things?
Those are classes. Oh, now, okay. You can use that area when a class is not going on.
Okay.
Normally, when a class is going on, the instructor ropes off the area.
Gotcha.
So people will know that the class is in session.
Because that's the area I would migrate to, probably. The tire flips and the battle ropes. And I love that
the
kind
cool
of stuff.
The cool stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have in my house. Yeah.
I used to tire flip before my hip issues. I love tire flipping. And they have the neatest tire flip because it's stationary. And you flip from one side, it flips the other, and you put weights on it.
You can add weight to it.
It's so cool.
I got to get smarter to understand that one.
I had never seen that before either, Ed, until I started working there. And I was like, what is this toy over here? You know?
Yeah.
Let's talk about pricing.
Okay.
Because I know that you have a tremendous deal.
Yeah. So right now we have a zero joining fee, zero enrollment fee going on. Membership prices range from $9.99 a month to $29.99 a month, just based on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. We do have childcare there. We offer tanning, and we offer spray tans, and we have hydro massage beds there.
Well, I upgraded mine on day two.
I heard.
And because I
love it.
That massage bed and that tanning bed is incredible.
It is. I love
high
those
quality.
Hydro beds.
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever been on one of those?
I have not. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's the tire.
Okay, I've never seen it. It's like half a tire.
It's half a tire.
That is unbelievable.
And you can add the weight on. Yeah.
How smart.
It's really cool.
Hydro bed, I've never been on.
Oh, you've got to experience that.
For your hip and your back, it's using water as a massage. So it presses all this water from the bottom to the top.
That would be fantastic.
10 minutes, all free on the bigger membership.
Right.
I just love doing it to warm up in the morning some days.
It is.
I get there early enough.
It's a good. Yeah, you can adjust the intensity on the machine on how you want the pressure of the water going up. If you want to target certain areas, like if you just want to do your upper back, you can set the machine to target just your upper back.
Wow.
But like you said, that's on the $29.99 package.
And so no commitments on these plans? It's just month to month?
It's month to month right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That yeah. is really sweet. Do you think it'll change or is it
It will. It'll probably change within another month. We're going to run this special one more month and then it's going to change.
So people need to get in there
they
as quickly as possible.
They need to get in
possible.
Now, yes.
Yeah.
What, get
do you
that
have a,
deal.
Do you have a goal for membership amount over there for people, the amount of people?
That they want over there at the club? Anywhere from about 5,000, close to 5,000 to 6,000 is and what he's shooting for.
And how many is there now?
There's a little over 2,000 right
wow.
now.
Wow. I'm mm-hmm. seeing new people every single day.
Oh, we are still enrolling people every day, too.
Just wait till January 1st. You'll be fine.
And see, this is more of the dead time of the year, too, because it is summer, so it does slow down. But, yeah, I mean, we've been hopping over there, though.
Are you working out there, or are you still bouncing around places?
I'm working out over there mainly, especially during the week, because I'm usually over there during the week a lot.
Like all the time? Like all the time.
Like living there. Yeah, my bed is there. No, I'm just kidding.
If it's a new business and you're a leadership position, then it's pretty much, do you have a cot? That's it.
I feel like it sometimes, but actually, like, it hasn't been too bad. I'm over there a lot.
Right.
I work longer days the first half of the week because that's our busiest time. And just to see all the members coming in and meet them, though, because I want to know who is coming into the gym. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I think that's important, too, that people know who the manager is, know that they can come and talk to me if there is an issue about anything.
Well, you know, so many businesses do poorly because most everything comes from the top down. And it's obvious at Crunch that the top knows what they're doing, you, the owner, because every employee, staff member, is like they look at you in the eye and they actually greet you with a real authentic greeting, not a bumper sticker greeting.
Right.
And it's just they do everything they can to make you feel accepted and welcomed. And the gym's cleanliness is beyond belief. That
it
young
is.
Girl in the morning is just always has the vacuum and always cleaning. I just love it. It could not be better.
We have a full-time cleaning crew there that is there. And then also our front desk staff, I mean, they're required to clean too. You know, we've got a timer. They're on
really?
It. Oh, yeah. Every 30 minutes.
You're checking.
Sometimes 15 minutes, depending on how many people are in the gym.
Wow.
They are out on the floor. We have it mapped out for them.
I know this is a weird question because, I talked about the purity of water all the time. Killen and I talked about it before you got here. Do you know anything about the filtration of the water fountain that you have? Is that are those things, it looks very fancy and like it's actually making clean water. Do you know anything about that?
It is. I mean, it is cleaner water. I forgot the exact name of it, but it's, I mean, the water.
It's a unit that actually is purifying.
It is. It's a purifying
it like
unit.
It. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can put your whole water bottle in there and fill it instead of having to drink tap water or pay for water. You can put it in there and fill it.
Yeah, it's definitely much nicer than just like a normal water fountain.
Yeah, and it tastes really good.
It does taste, yeah.
Because I won't drink out of water fountains normally. Quinn's over smirking again. What is
going on? I grew up drinking out of water hoses. I'm sorry. It's just...
But water hoses have plastic that's like estrogens, and that's
that explains a lot for me. I guess.
Man, yeah, man, I guess that so. Gets man boobs listen, all the time.
Man, welcome to Dad Bod. I don't know what to tell you, man. I ain't got no shame in my game. That's the way it goes. Is Crunch? I'm sure they have other facilities. Are they looking to expand even outside? I know Ed had mentioned. Is it? It has Hamilton Place. Do they have a bigger dreams and aspirations in this area?
Yes. So currently, the owner of this franchise, he has a location in Hendersonville that has been open for a little over 2 years.
Okay.
And then he's going to open a couple more in the Nashville area.
Mm.
But here in Chattanooga, he's got license to open 5 more.
You're kidding.
No. So we're going to be hitting up Hamilton Place next, and then we'll be going to Fort Oglethorpe.
Dang.
So that's coming down the pipeline in Cleveland.
Uh-huh. Cleveland's a good thing. So, that's a good
Yeah, we're
going to
be all over. So it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to be at the place that I'm in, starting from the very beginning.
Yeah.
From opening up here in Chattanooga and being able to move around to the different locations. So it's great.
It is, because you're actually creating something. You're not just joining, you're creating.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. And I was telling Clint before we started the show, with my hips, and I used to love the heavy bag, but that ceased 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Today was my first day to hit those heavy bags. And I love those gloves that you offer up there.
Yeah, those are nice. How did you like the bags?
Oh, I love the bags. It's one of those huge ones, Clint, the ones that go from the ceiling to the floor. It can hang off about that far from
well,
the floor.
Well, there's a place that I've been to that has those, a bunch of them. I have one at my house, but not that big. Those are the best.
Are they?
Oh, they're
because he's a boxer. Yeah. He's
they're
done a
fantastic.
Lot of fighting.
Those are great bags. Yeah.
We have several guys that come in there, and I mean, they're tearing those things up. Like, they're fighters, and they come in there and use those bags.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're the real deal.
Yes.
They're good bags. They don't hurt your hands as much either. The kind of bag I have hurts my hands. Those bags... They're way easier on your hands.
Astounded how
you don't
my
get
hands
those
okay.
right there. You don't get all that from
that,
those
yeah.
bags. Yeah, those are good bags.
And like you said, Ed, we have gloves too.
Yes,
you know, for people that want
well,
to have the gloves.
They're not actually gloves. They're like gloves. My fingers go into it, Clint, and then all the padding's on the outside. But you can see my inside of my hand.
It's like an MMA glove or something.
Right, that's what it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with those things.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to tell people how they can contact you, your website and such?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page and we also have an Instagram page. It's Crunch Hixon is the name of it. You can also go to our website at crunchhixon.com. And if you want to reach out to us, like I said, we're located over in Hixon, 5230 Highway 153, right in the old Books a Million building. Come over, check us out.
Now, can they get a one-day free pass if they've never been there?
They can, yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can come in, do a one-day free pass. They can also come in if they want to just do our group classes and try those out. They're more than welcome to.
That would have been awkward if you'd asked that. She said, no. Nope, nobody.
I should have said no. And you saw what his next question was.
Absolutely. No, we don't do that, Ed.
He wishes someone would do that to me.
Absolutely.
To see how I can roll with it. I would surprise him too. Hey, thank you so much, Shannon. And
yeah, thank you for having me.
Excited for your future, the future of Chattanooga, future of fitness.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
I mean, 44 years of being totally involved in nutrition and foods. Never does the conversation not lead itself to exercise. And it's just a place like Crunch lends itself to far more ease and flow because everything's set up to be successful. So I'm excited for all of us and you included.
It's very exciting. I was actually sharing a picture with the owner the other day. It was a picture that I had found. It was back to 1996. Tells you how old I am. But when I first got certified to be a group fitness instructor, that's how I got into the fitness industry. And it was a picture of me and two other instructors. And the place where we got certified at was Crunch Fitness.
Oh, was it?
Yes. And so the logos in the background, I'm like in my early 20s. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And to know that I'm over there right now, you know, the first one in Chattanooga running it. So
much of my life has come back to going in a big circle. It just does. And
it
is consistent with a lot of people. Well, all right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a bunch of other areas of expertise about your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy eating. Healthy living, too.
Yeah.
Healthy stuff. Breathing, healthy working out, healthy SEX,
healthy life.
There you go. Let's be our best that we can be in life, kind of philosophy here. That's
you know
sure.
What we should do?
What?
We should optimize our lives.
Hey, that'd be a good name for a hormone clinic. Optimize You.
That's maybe sponsors the studio.
Yeah, Josh. And Josh would be a good name for the person who owns it.
Josh Porter would be, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Nutritional would be the perfect location.
I think it, well, there you go. Shout out to Josh over at Optimize You.
Yep. He takes care of this old boy, that's
me
for
too.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a client too. I send him people as many people listen to me, I send them his way.
I am doing injectable glutathione, it is the master antioxidant. Glutathione is not very well absorbed in nutrient, like capsules or pills. And I've just kind of decided not to take it because it's so poorly absorbed and it's quite expensive. But when I heard that he had injectable, I'm doing that 3 times a week, and it is pretty amazing.
Is that one of those things you feel?
No,
afterwards?
You don't feel.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you explain, because antioxidant is everywhere. It's on every pill, bottle. It's in all the headlines. What does that mean? So if you tell regular people like me, if you're taking an antioxidant, what is that?
Well, what we first have to talk about is what's a free radical. And I had an analogy 25 years ago that I thought explained it perfectly. Anytime... We can even do a car engine, but anytime something metabolizes fuel, which our fuel is glucose, and it burns it, there's going to be some inefficiency with that system.
Okay.
And if you imagine that you were at your house back in the day, you had a real wood fireplace, okay? And that fireplace, sometimes it throws off sparks. And you had this little screen that would stop the sparks. Mm-hmm. Well, that was pretty cool because it kept the carpet from burning. Well, what happens as we age is our antioxidants is the screen. That's what it is. It stops these sparks from our inefficient system. And when you don't have enough antioxidants, it's like taking that screen down in your house, and all of a sudden, your little carpet's getting burned a little bit every single day, which is damage. It's damaging cells as it shoots through the little tissues.
So basically, it's a shield.
It shields you from those free radical compounds, which are those little sparks.
Okay,
well,
good.
That's why when you're 10 or 20 years old, you have so many antioxidants just inherently in your body that you don't seem to age very much at all. But you are, but those people who are eating poorly, not taking nutrients, doing a lot of bad things, are producing a lot more. That's why the smokers look like at 40, look like they're 50 and 60 with lips that have wrinkles on
top. Well, and it accumulates, right? So
it
the reason
so
I don't feel it at 25 is because I've not lived long enough.
The cup's not full enough.
If I have a bad lifestyle, give it to 45, and next thing you know, I'm going to have the arthritis and maybe the weight gain and the wrinkles, all the things that I didn't think I was ever going to have because I felt so good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you had a capacity to somewhat withstand it.
Okay.
And really, nature put us on this earth to be able to withstand just about everything until age 40. And at age 40, we have, by nature's standards, already reproduced. Mm-hmm. We've raised our children. So we're obsolete. That's why we, in my view of life, Father Time is quite cruel, and we need to take many extra efforts past 40 in order to counter this damage of aging. Because we're not supposed to live to 80 and 90. It isn't built into any creature that it lives past its kind of
prom.
Functional needs.
Right. Past the prom.
Yeah.
Once you get past your prom, anything above that, according to nature, is gravy. Like, you've done what you're supposed to do. You've propagated.
Right.
You're good. You're ready to move on. And if you're here, you're here. And if you're not, that's life.
It is life by nature's standards.
Yeah.
And actually, we have to eliminate ourselves. In order to make room for other people.
Right.
There's no other hope.
All right. I didn't mean to distract you down the end.
That's a good question.
But sometimes we just hear and we think we know and we don't.
Well,
know.
And again, bad food produces sparks out of a fireplace that damages the carpet, but damages your same kind of cells, everything, including producing cancers because of that. Mm. What was that smirk for?
I didn't have good lunch today. My lunch was subpar.
Oh.
I have a lot of free radicals right now. Roaming through my stupid body.
It looked like a guilty smirk.
It was very guilty. It was so good, but the guilt is so bad.
What was it? Was it fried?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh.
It was Burger King.
But it wasn't fried, was it?
French fries.
Oh, French fries. Yeah,
that's a couple of hamburgers.
About as lowly of a food as has ever been produced.
But I eat my hamburgers just meat and bread, nothing on them. So.
Okay. That's one step better.
All right. I've hijacked the show twice now. It's your turn. It's your show.
Hey, I mentioned this once before. One of my favorite places to eat these days is Foodlands. Have you been to Foodlands? You like Chinese food?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Foodlands, Cambridge Square, absolutely the only place I will ever eat. Okay. Oh, there he goes with a freaking smirk again, like I'm not driving to Cambridge Square.
I didn't even say anything.
I can tell it's another no. Hey, listen, I said this all the time. When I got divorced, I told you my new middle name is yes. I said yes to every stinking thing. And you know what? I discarded half of those yeses because it didn't work. Uh-huh. The other half I've kept because they were grand parts of my life.
I said yes to the guitar. I said yes to going to the Red Wolves this last weekend. And I told you I say yes to stuff all the time. I say yes, I'm not going.
Are you going?
I told you that.
That's not a freaking yes.
It is to me.
Okay.
It means yes, I'm watching
Netflix.
So
you're not going to Cambridge Square to eat at Foodlands?
I might if I've got company. Yeah, I might.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if it's just me, I'm not getting, no. I got the frozen dinners at the house. I don't need to go to Cambridge
Square.
Yeah,
you and Swanson, y'all get along well.
No, these are healthy choice. And on my Yuka app, it says it's an excellent choice.
Ooh. Well,
Thank you.
I can't say much because I hooked him up on that
app. I was
going
to say, don't talk bad about it.
Well, Foodlands is great. One reason is everything's so fresh. Two is they never use MSG. I can confirm that with my little Aura ring, which tells pulse rates at night and oxygen. Anytime I have MSG, my pulse goes from 52 to about 80. My pulse has never gone above 52 when I eat at Foodlands. And I left my credit card there last week, and it's been sitting there all week long, so I have to go get it. That's the other reason I'm going. And thirdly, they have really good Patron tequila.
Mm. Hey, shout out to anybody who wants to get me a gift. An Aura ring would be great. Those things are fantastic. Oh. I wore yours for about 45 days, and I was telling somebody this past weekend we were out having dinner, and I was like, man, that ring, because they have a band, I can't remember the name of the band, but it does the same stuff.
Yeah, it's not as accurate.
Yeah.
And they've just upped the accuracy 1 week ago.
What, on the Aura?
On the Aura. And they actually have a study that shows a sleep study and then compares it to the Aura ring's information. And it was 92% as accurate as staying in a sleep study all night long.
Wow. That's awesome.
So it was. But because they've changed the algorithm, I'm down and out because my numbers are not as good as I want them to be.
So what does that mean? Does the ring's not as good anymore? I don't understand.
No, it means that the new information is actually more accurate than the old that I was
living in. So you weren't doing as good as you thought you were.
I was not doing as well as I thought I was doing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bummer for you. Nothing like that would come as a surprise for me, but I know it's disappointing to you.
It is. It was all I could do to get out of bed.
No, I'm sorry. All right, what else we got?
But I did go to Hyperbaric today, Oxygen Health Spa, because I was actually down to score 62 on Aura, and I want to be about 70 is where I do well at. So I went in to do a Hyperbaric, and I built 7 points by being in that chamber.
Tell everybody what it does.
Pressurized oxygen within this chamber. I mean, the chamber looks like the one that went down to see the Titanic. I will have to say I thought of that when I was in it today. Please don't make that any negative thing in your head.
Mm-mm.
But
I've been in it.
You've been in it.
It looks, go back to all the science fiction movies where they put you to cryo sleep
They're
going through hyperspace and they wake you up. That's what it looks like, and it's pretty comfortable. You fall asleep in there.
Well, I got 7 points, which is amazing. Yeah. I got more deep sleep in my tank this morning than I did all night last night.
And how long were you in it?
55 minutes.
Wow.
And Brandon says it's equal to about 4 hours of sleep if you get really relaxed in there because the oxygen is penetrating your tissues so deeply. And I love doing it once a week. I'm going to keep doing that. I really am.
Good.
As long as I can keep affording it.
All right. What else we got on your list? I see your list.
Well, it was interesting. I've gone through every aspect of eating plans from, I did a podcast this week on YouTube that I spoke about this. I mean, I don't know if you heard about macrobiotics back in the day. I would actually go to people's homes and teach them how to cook for they would have terminal diseases because people with cancer were using macrobiotics. And I always remember this. I had to teach them to always stir rice counterclockwise because the energy component of clockwise was not going to work, but counterclockwise did. And I said that story to say that we've come a long way. I've come a long way, I think, as far as experimenting with everything, throwing out what I don't think is credible, keeping what is credible. And part of that was being a vegetarian for a while. Mm. It was. And I just, the study came out the other day that said 84% of people who attempt vegetarianism return to eating meat within 1 year. I think that's very, very true.
Is there a study? Because I heard the mayor of New York come out and say that, because he's a vegetarian, and there's a big political thing, we're not getting into it, about banning gas stoves for pizzerias in New York for the carbon footprint, which is ridiculous in Clint's opinion. But he came out and said, I'm a vegetarian, and everybody, you know, science proves that people, vegetarians are healthier than everybody else, so this is a good move, blah, blah. But he said it just kind of matter-of-factly, and I was like, I don't know. I listen to other people like Joe Rogan, and his has scientists on there, and they don't. There's no consensus on one of the best, is there?
There is no true consensus. I am leaning strongly to the fact that we need more protein than we've been getting.
Right.
You can be and eat plenty of vegetables and be pretty darn healthy, of course. But when you lack protein past 40, you lose muscle and you lose the ability to regenerate things from all the way from the brain to the cells in the body.
Right.
And losing muscle mass and losing strength is one of the biggest risk factors we have as aging. The biggest. That's why going to the gym every day and weight training is probably as equal and maybe more than healthy food.
Mm.
It truly is.
At some age, it probably is.
Because look at the frailty of people as they age. And you can just see the frailty outside is also going on inside. And so the cellular frailty has got to be devastating within the function of the body, from kidneys to brain to you name it. And that's one thing on the ketamine podcast that I did with Charles Miller. We talked about how do we build this neuroplasticity within the brain as we age. And that is the ability of it to regenerate itself. And you can do that through many methods, omega-3s, ashwagandha, having low inflammation, and also things like therapies like ketamine.
I do like the ashwagandha, by the way.
Yeah,
speaking of, though, I think I'm glad we had our guest on to talk about the muscle stuff. But, you know, it was Hannah, and that was nice.
Yes, yes, it sure was. And I got a little bit of more goodies on the last little chapter of our show here. And so it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be covering a few words of wisdom and a couple other tips for your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And before I get rolling with any words of wisdom, Clint, what are your podcasts?
During the Break podcast, conversations with interesting people, relationships, politics, adventure, business. Dayfirepodcast.com, which is with Dawson Wheeler, the former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters. We talk about adventure in the great outdoors. Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. We talk about crime and famous cases, policing, the community. And then Of, By, and For the People with Constitution. And then we also take headlines and talk about the American Experiment. It's more politically driven with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, I comment many times, and I think to myself often, that how important it is to surround ourselves with people who we can learn from,
okay,
and also be motivated by in other things, because this world has so much to teach us, but we have to reach out to these teachers. And part of that is the internet. Mm-hmm. People can slam it all they want. We have access to our fingers with knowledge that there's no library in the world that could have done this, and the time it would take to find the information would have been unreasonable. Well, there's a site on Instagram. It's The Holistic Psychologist.
Okay.
And it is The Period, Holistic Period Psychologist. I love her daily postings. She posted two this week. I must read. And it's really advice is what she is doing. She is outside the box type of psychologist, not quite your traditional one. This first one is speaking of emotionally immature people. Says emotionally immature people are deeply activated by perceived criticism because they feel a lot of internal shame. So they constantly feel the need to defend themselves. And I know maybe you'll make a comment. We don't have much time on that. But there's no doubt that people who spark at us very quickly over the smallest things, maybe they actually had this internal shame and it's triggering them. And then the next one, I feel, does apply to myself and my daughter. And I think there'll be people listening who also may understand this. Sensitivity is a gift. To be able to feel is something to be celebrated. And being sentimental is a gift. And to be moved over things most people don't even notice is a rare trait. And you know, many times the sensitivity that I've had growing up, and I think with many people, we feel uncomfortable with that sensitivity. Like, what's wrong with us? Mm-hmm. Why do these things bother us? But in fact, like she says, it's a gift because we have big antennas and we can feel deeply. And when you can feel sadness deeply, you can feel joy much higher. And people who are numb can't feel either of those much. So yeah. I just love that kind of advice.
Yeah, I do too. I do the one about you know, getting a little defensive. I've been down that road. I've been that guy sometimes.
The shame one?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. You know, especially if you're going through stuff in life and you may catch some criticism in the middle of transitions in life, or you know, you're just struggling with your own self-esteem, and outwardly people don't know, but you get criticized and you find yourself like, why am I so triggered by what just happened? Why am I so defensive? And a lot of times it is because there's undealt with things. I need to go visit the beast in the basement, maybe.
I love that. Back to my analogy. Undealt with things.
Yeah.
That, I mean, what a great
term. That's a heavy
suitcase
a lot of us carry around. We don't slow down long enough to unpack it.
That is so true. All of us. This not just 100%. A few. And, you know, sometimes sometimes inappropriately, even a car pulls out in front of me or a person who's delaying at the cash register.
Lose your mind for no reason.
Lose your mind. And there's nothing wrong with maybe losing your mind. But when you start sharing that with that person, I've luckily, as I've aged, I've got to where I refrain from that 99.9% of the time. And you know what? I did something the other day just a little bit outside of my character. I went and apologized to the person. I'm not saying I'm a good person because I did that, but 10 years ago, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it's called maturity.
Yep, it sure is.
Yep.
And a little dementia, I guess, maybe, too.
You forgot.
With that.
Yeah. You forgot, yeah.
I forgot the whole story within 10 seconds. All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For my buddy Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.